This is Tom Arns of Look Ahead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 20th of June. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's Brexit week in the UK. British voters on Thursday trooped to the polls for an historic referendum on whether to stay in or leave the European Union. The momentum appears to be with the Leave campaigners, but experts say it is too close to call. The campaign has split the ruling Conservative Party as tempers have soared on and off the debating platforms. The final debate will be held on Tuesday night when leading figures from both camps appear in a BBC-hosted event before an evenly split audience of 12,500 Leave and Remain activists. Staying with the EU, foreign ministers meet in Brussels on Monday to discuss the crisis in Libya where ISIS has established another base. EU environment ministers also meet to debate revising Europe's EU emission trading systems, the EU's main tool for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. On the same day as the Brexit vote, Secretary of State John Kerry delivers the State Department's country-by-country annual report on world human rights. Monday is World Refugee Day, and the same day that Abdul Haroon, a refugee from the Darfur region, appears in a British court charged with obstructing the railway line. He walked 12 hours in the dark, dodging high-speed trains from France to Britain through the Channel Tunnel. And finally, if you think your Fido's crooked smile and mangy fur is endearing, then bring him along to the world's ugliest dog contest in Petaluma, California on Friday. But bear in mind, some people think that owners and dogs bear a strong resemblance to each other. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 20th of June. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. In or out? That is the historic question facing British voters on Thursday when they are asked to decide whether to remain part of the European Union or leave it. The In campaign, led by Prime Minister David Cameron, argues that leaving would be an economic disaster for Britain and create political instability in Europe. Leading Out campaigners Michael Gove and Boris Johnson, members of Cameron's own cabinet, accuse the Prime Minister of scaremongering and say the real issues are sovereignty and controlling immigration. Conspicuous by his absence from the referendum campaign has been Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, whose party's official position is to remain in the EU. On Monday, he participates in his first televised debate on the issue. But the big televised debate will be on Tuesday at the iconic Wembley Arena before an evenly split audience of 12,500 Leave and Remain activists. Opinion polls put the Out campaigners slightly ahead, but the bookies are hedging their bets. Staying with Europe, EU foreign ministers meet in Brussels on Monday to discuss the crisis in Libya, where ISIS has set up a base splitting the eastern and western halves of the country. The EU and UN-backed Libya Unity government recently claimed it had pushed the jihadists out of their Sirte stronghold, and the UN Security Council has unanimously passed a resolution allowing the search and seizure of any ships carrying weapons for the terrorists. EU environment ministers also meet next week to discuss tightening the EU emissions trading systems, Europe's main tool for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The EU system covers 11,000 factories and power stations and is the world's largest greenhouse gas emissions trading scheme. One of the world's biggest polluters is China, and next week the Chinese play host to a series of multinational meetings. On Wednesday and Thursday, G20 finance ministers meet in Xiamen, and on Thursday and Friday there's a meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Council of China and its Central Asian neighbors. Finally, next weekend, the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank holds its first annual meeting to discuss how to invest its $100 billion in pledged capital. China will also feature on Secretary of State John Kerry's Human Rights Report. On Thursday, the State Department publishes its annual country-by-country analysis of the state of the world's human rights. The report is used by Congress and the administration to determine trade and aid policies with different countries. In the past, China has responded to criticism in this report by releasing an annual publication entitled The Human Rights Record of the United States. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.